Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, everybody, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Look, don't get mad at me and Nevada. All right? You know, Nevada, one of the best states in the whole entire union and republic. Love living in Nevada. I know some of you are wondering what the hell is going on when it comes to our primaries and caucuses. And as we spoke about, this is a little unique. Okay, just because I live in Nevada doesn't mean I am an expert in everything that happens in Nevada politics. I'm just trying to get my Super Bowl predictions in time for y'all before you guys head to the sports book. So, got the Chiefs in town. We got the 49ers in town. Taylor Swift is not in town. Everybody could calm down. She's going to be on tour. She's performing in Japan. We'll have plenty of time to come back. We got this atmospheric river going on from California that we're feeling here in Vegas. Everything should be dry by the time the Super Bowl comes. But this week, it is a little bit trenches or tumultuous as we have the Nevada primary as well as the Nevada caucuses. So Nevadans for the GOP side have a couple ways to voice who they want. Now, the Nevada GOP is using an in-person caucus February 8th at various precincts to choose who gets the delegates for the Republican nomination. President Trump has chose to go the caucus way. More transparency. People can voice in front of the media who they want, or privately if they want. And there was like a $55,000 charge. Nikki Haley, who has not been very active in Nevada because she's concentrating on South Carolina, thought that, you know, it was ridiculous that there was both a caucus and a primary. She is on the ballot for the Nevada primary. It's just the GOP is using the caucus. The Republican GOP has decided to use the caucus vote as to who would get the delegates. So the candidates running in the Nevada caucus include Governor Ron DeSantis, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Texas Pastor Ryan Binkley. Now, some of you will say, why are they on the caucus if they backed out of the race? Well, because if they submitted it, you had to submit it a long time ago. So they still get their name on there. Just because they suspended their campaign doesn't mean they lost out on that. If they paid and they're already, they're going to still be on a part of the caucus. In terms of the Nevada primary is starting today. There was early voting that actually started January 27th, and that will have Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is going to be on that along with Senator Tim Scott, former Vice President Mike Pence, even though the latter two dropped out of the race. There'll be a John Castro, Heath Fulkerson, Hersh Singh, Donald Kjornes, and then the Democrats will have Joe Biden, challenger Marianne Williamson, and other candidates, including Armando Perez Horatio, Brett Fouts, Stephen Lyons, Jason Palmer, Donald Picard, Stephanie Leon, John Haywood, Gabriel Cornejo, Frank Lozada, Super Payaseria, Crystal Rock, and Mark Prasik. So the ballot, the Democrats are going to use the primary ballot and that winner for their delegates. The Republican Party said they are going to use their delegates based on the caucus. And so Nikki Haley then may not win any delegates if she's not on both, and she's not taking a part of the caucus. So I know some of you find that kind of confusing. Back in 2021, the Nevada legislature approved a change, according to USA Today, to allow for a presidential primary. But the Nevada Republican primary wanted to send delegates through their caucus, and they're only going to only consider the results from the February 8th caucus that's going to be happening in 2 days. Not too late to register to vote. For those of you who want to vote in Nevada, this is for registered Democrats, registered Republicans. There's also going to be a none of the above or none of the candidates options for those people who want to choose that. You know, and it's, I know it kind of sounds a little confusing and chaotic, but I have to admit things have been chaotic now for a while. And I understand why Trump and the GOP prefer the caucus method, because there's a lot more transparency. And, you know, Nikki Haley, power to her for staying strong and, you know, doing everything she's doing. And if she felt that she was going to pale in comparison to Trump at the caucus and that the 26 delegates wouldn't ensure her success, I understand why she's just being a part of the primary. People say, well, then why even be a part of the primary? She needs to know where she stands in Nevada. Now, people who vote for Nikki Haley, you know, might be anti-Trump, but be anti-Biden. And so when Nikki Haley gives, some of that base an option. And so it will be symbolic. I'm not sure. Somebody asked if you could write in a name such as Donald Trump on the ballot. I don't know. I'm not sure. So two types of voting happening. Today is the primary in Nevada, and then in a couple days we're doing the caucus. It's obviously very stressful. For those of you that are kind of like, I'm not even looking forward to where this is going, it's a very, very tumultuous time. An appeals court also today denied Trump's claim that he was immune from prosecution on denying the election and accusing him of federal election interference. That is a huge blow to the Trump campaign. These were three judges, I believe, that it was a three-judge panel that ruled unanimously. And what we're watching right now, it's kind of, you know, frightening. Yeah. In the meanwhile, Mahomes' dad, you know, gets to go to Super Bowl after having a DUI. I want Mahomes' dad there, you know, but Trump can't go to his wife's funeral. The inconsistencies is what's making a lot of people nervous. And I don't blame them. America is not safe right now. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So many of us are Toby Keith fans. And sadly that we learned today that at the age of 62, too young, he died of stomach cancer. Now, many of us still sing his songs, have been singing his songs for years, Red Solo Cup, Who's Your Daddy? Who's Your Daddy? You know, American Dream. His songs are Made in America. His songs, American Ride, they're iconic. And, you know, seeing him leave, and he was been very, very open about his diagnosis. A couple years ago, he actually shared with us that he was battling stomach cancer, had undergone surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and he was giving his fans updates. And stomach cancer is not easy. You know, we call it gastric cancer. It could involve multiple different parts of the GI tract, but when we call it stomach cancer or a gastric cancer, it's primarily involved in the stomach. So back in 2022, he announced that he had the diagnosis. He was going to take time away from his career to spend with family. He did some public appearances, but today we learned from his family that Toby Keith passed peacefully last night on February 5th, surrounded by his family. He fought his fight with grace and courage. Please respect the privacy of his family at this time. So gastric cancer doesn't get talked about a lot on the show. Or not on this show, but in the media, we talk about it. But GI cancer, colorectal cancer, intestinal cancer, these cancers have been on the rise. And, Toby Keith is only 62. It's young. It's very, very young. And so, let's just kind of go through some statistics really quickly so you kind of know what we're dealing with here. Each year this number goes up, but according to cancer.net, 25,600 people in the United States are going to be diagnosed this year. 15,900 men, 10,500 women. 11,100 of them may die. That's a high percentage. This year, they're expecting almost 6,700 men to die of this and 4,400 women. The five-year survival rate is 70% if we could find the gastric cancer early. Now, you know, remembering other sorts of cancers, usually you could find it early. The five-year survival is up in the 90s. So even if catching this early, your five-year survival rate is 70%. What does five-year survival rate mean? Well, it means if a five-year survival rate is 70%, that means let's say you get diagnosed today. If it's early, stage one, 70% of people with that diagnosis will still be around in 2029. That's what five-year survival means. So what are risk factors? Well, gender. We see gastric cancer more common in males than women, but women can get it as well. If you're over the age of 60, ethnicity, Hispanic Americans, Black African Americans, Native Americans, Asian Pacific Islanders at higher risk. Our geography puts us at risk. East Asia, Eastern Europe, South and Central America, we might see more numbers. If you have Helicobacter pylori infection, which is a bacteria, that has been linked to cancers as well as ulcers. If you're obese, if you use tobacco, if you drink alcohol, if there's a family history of stomach cancer, if you eat many processed foods, not a lot of fruits and vegetables. If you have something called pernicious anemia, we might see that in B12 deficiency, folate deficiencies. If you've had previous stomach surgery, this is concerning a lot of people because many people have been doing bariatric surgery and sleeves. I don't have a lot of data on that to share with you, but one risk factor for stomach cancer is previous stomach surgery. Epstein-Barr virus exposure could put us at risk. How many of us had mono? Okay, a good number of us get exposed to Epstein-Barr. Viruses can be oncogenic. This is why I worry a little bit about COVID and some of these other viruses, because we know that viruses like HPV, like hepatitis virus, can be cancerous. Epstein-Barr virus has been linked to stomach cancer. Genetic diseases like Peutz-Jeghers and Lynch syndrome, your occupation can put you at risk. If you're a coal miner, metal worker, rubber industries, and fascinatingly, type A blood could put you at higher risk for stomach cancer. So what are the symptoms? How do you know if you have stomach cancer? Well, the problem is the average person with stomach cancer, diagnoses themselves with heartburn. And they reach for the antacids. And that's why when you have heartburn, I always want you to get checked out by a GI doctor who could check you for H. pylori, could do a scope. We do not want to miss stomach cancer. And so abdominal pain, epigastric pain, above the belly button but below the chest pain, indigestion. You feel full. Even if you only ate a small amount of food, you're losing your appetite. Maybe you're losing weight, nausea, vomiting. Now, we spoke about years ago how one study back in 2017 suggested that our proton pump inhibitors could double our risk of stomach cancer. This was a study published in Gut, and study authors wanted to look at the PPIs that people take, whether they're pantoprazole or omeprazole, and they found that those who take them more than a year were five times at increased risk of stomach cancer. Those who took them chronically for 2 years were six times at increased risk. If you were on them for 3 to 4 years, you were at eight times increased risk. Now, these PPIs reduce stomach acid production. Of course, I always ask, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Was it that you were constantly feeling this heartburn, this pain, this fullness that you kept reaching for it, and it was undiagnosed stomach cancer? Or is you taking these medications because you have acid issues a sign that you're at risk? So, you know, I know that these medications, these PPIs, have gotten a lot of flack lately in terms of risk factors, pneumonia. It's been linked, I think, that they've been linked to diabetes. They've been linked to fractures. They've been linked to other cancer. But when it comes to you having stomach upset, we have these over-the-counter medications to help you temporarily until you could see a medical provider. The big problem we have is many people that have stomach upset use it as, well, it's over the counter so I could treat myself. If you came to me saying I've been on heartburn medication for over 2 weeks, I'm like, I want to check for an ulcer. I want to check for cancer. I want to check for H. pylori. But sadly, many of you have been on these medications for years, and I don't want to scare you, but you have got to talk to a medical provider. These PPIs are a little different from Tums, which is an H2 histamine agonist, Pepcid Zantac. You know, these are acid neutralizers like Tums versus your Pepcid and Zantac, which are the H2 agonists. Sorry about that. Tums and Rolaids are calcium carbonate. They neutralize, whereas your H2 agonists are like your Pepcid and your Zantac. Those could have different risk factors. Your calcium carbonate could cause kidney stones, could cause other issues. But the PPIs, if you're reaching for the PPIs, talk to your medical provider about that. And most of the time they will refer you to a GI doctor who could do a scope, check you for H. pylori, and make sure that you don't have a mass or another issue. Now, a big problem we have is reflux. All right, you wouldn't be reaching for the PPIs. You wouldn't be having heartburn. Now, if we could control the heartburn and, you know, nip in the bud. So foods that cause acid reflux are foods that are processed, high in fat, sugars, spicy foods, alcohol. And so when people eat a diet that is, and sometimes it might be something you don't even realize. When I take gummy vitamins, I get heartburn a couple hours later. So I can't tolerate the gummies anymore. I can't eat gummy bears. I can't eat gummy vitamins. They give me heartburn. Cheese could do that. So learn which foods are bothering you. Sometimes I don't even realize it might be a seasoning. You know, I like to use onions to season, but sometimes my husband will use like French onion soup to season. There might be something in that that causes heartburn. So learn your body. Every time you feel heartburn or acid reflux, write down what you had so you could start to come up with a diary. To relieve acid symptoms, try some oatmeal, banana, salad, aloe vera, parsley, celery, couscous, rice, lean turkey and chicken. That might help as opposed to the red meat or the heavy fatty foods. Elevate your bed about 45 degrees to reduce the gravity to help with symptoms. Don't drink a lot of water before you go to bed because that could also cause reflux. That I found out because I would work out before I went to bed. I drink a lot of water. That could cause reflux. And eat smaller meals. Dinner should not be the biggest meal of the day. Your dinner should be small a few hours before you go to bed. But just get yourself checked out. Our hearts and prayers are with Toby Keith and his family at this time, and you know, we lost a legend. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Update. New York Governor Kathy Hochul accusing Republicans of opposing a bipartisan immigration deal in bad faith.
The only thing standing in the way is that the House Republicans refuse to take action. They don't want there to be a resolution because they want to keep the chaos going.
Monday, Hochul said U.S. senators on both sides of the aisle have come together with a landmark immigration reform package. This as New York continues to deal with challenges from waves of new immigrant arrivals. So far, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has argued the immigration reform compromise legislation is inadequate and does not do enough to deter illegal border crossers. Former President Trump said on Fox News this week the bill does not offer anything for Republicans. A recent study in JAMA Neurology suggests adopting healthy habits can combat cognitive decline, even in individuals showing signs of dementia. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this is a fun one. And I don't know if this is going to go well for everybody or not, but this is something that we heard a lot during the whole COVID vaccine mandate debacle. But some of you have been accused by your medical provider of being quote-unquote non-compliant. And when you get that non-compliant label, some of you are finding you're getting kicked out of the doctor's office. You might not be able to get in with your specialist. You almost feel like you have a scarlet letter on your chest, figuratively, metaphorically. And so let's talk about what non-compliant is. Right? Is the average patient 100% compliant? No. But non-compliance is very, very tricky. And it's a word that, or a term that is used. If a medical provider suggests something to you medically, maybe a medication for your depression or anxiety, maybe a COVID vaccine, maybe a medication for blood pressure, and you say you'll use it, you'll say you'll be a part of that treatment plan, and then you don't do it. Non-compliant should not be used for somebody who declines a treatment plan. There's a difference with that. So if I say, look, your diabetes is out of control, your cholesterol is out of control, you know, we need to get your numbers down, you know, by both diet and medication so you don't get a heart attack or you don't go into a diabetic ketoacidosis, and you say, Dr. Dahlia, blow it out your retroperitoneum, I could see why maybe somebody could say that's non-compliant, but you could, you know, but if somebody says, look, I don't want to go on medicines, I don't want to do this, you know, then you write patient declines. Patient refuses. Okay? Non-compliant means you're not complying with a plan. Now, the average medical provider should be coming up with a plan collectively with you, partnering with you. But if a patient is non-compliant, and non-compliant is in the chart, it helps protect that medical provider from a certain amount of liability. So, for example, remember there was that man that cheated on his wife in a menage a trois? He dies of a heart attack, and the wife turns around and sues the heart doctor who had scheduled some tests, but the tests were going to happen actually the day after he ended up cheating on her. Doctor gets sued for $3 million, ends up paying $1 million. Now, if he had scheduled the test earlier or had documented that the patient didn't want to do the test earlier or was non-compliant with the testing, that could protect him. But I think what got him was he didn't document how severe the chest pain was, how there was a need to do immediate cardiac testing. I'm not exactly sure of all the details. But if you have a medical condition, you end up dying, your family will oftentimes want to sue the medical provider. If the medical providers, and they'll sue the medical provider going, why didn't you do anything for his cholesterol? Why didn't you do anything for his blood pressure or for his diabetes? He was at high risk. Well, if the doctor can show, I did. I put him on this medication. It was non-compliant. I offered this. He was non-compliant. He was non-compliant. Then it showed that there was intent. The doctor did try to help him. Now, the problem with this non-compliant sort of this non-compliant sort of label that you could get is, can it hurt you in the future? Now, what if you disagree with the medical provider? You know, are they going to put non-compliant in your chart? They could. You know, and I understand that patients are very upset that they don't have more control over what goes in their chart. Like, we all remember that Seinfeld episode with Elaine, where the doctor thought she was difficult, so then she tries to get in with other doctors and no other doctor would take her. She was basically banned from all sorts of offices because they didn't want a troubled patient. You know, that, sadly, you know, they were making fun of something that could actually happen. You know, if there's somebody who, let's say, never pays their bills, or, you know, somebody who has harassed staff in the past, you know, some providers may, you know, with HIPAA, we never really talk about other people's medical issues, but if, you know, somebody thought that somebody was putting somebody at risk, I'm not going to refer them to somebody else and have them at risk. I'll notify the medical board if I have to notify authorities. Luckily, I've never really been in that position. But, you know, there's many patients that say, look, I don't want the Paxlovid for COVID, or I don't want to get vaccinated. You know, declining vaccines has been very controversial. Now, I personally think that there should be choices and education given, and it should be a combined decision between the patient and their doctor. I don't think the government should be involved. I don't think there should be mandates. However, there are many pediatricians and many family doctors and other providers out there that will not see you or your family if you're unvaccinated, because they think you're going to bring in other disease into their waiting room, even though we've had vaccinated individuals still carry, you know, diseases. And so, you know, being unvaccinated may give you that, you know, demarcation of, well, you're non-compliant. And, you know, it's not an easy discussion. It's not easy. For example, like the stigma with mental health illness, you know, right now we have reached a time in our society where you don't have to be embarrassed about having depression and anxiety. We want you to talk about it. We want you to be open about it. We want you to get treated. But what if things change? And in a few years from now, somebody makes a law saying you cannot get a firearm if you have a diagnosis of depression or anxiety. Now you have something on your medical record you can't get rid of. And I see that with patients. They say, don't put anything in the chart that I'm talking to you about. Now we get in trouble. We have to keep records. So I have to tell them, I say, look, you know, as a physician, you know, the call is being recorded through the company I work for. I am not allowed to keep something off. If there's something you don't want to talk about, then, you know, but I want you to get help. I want, you know, what are you concerned about? And people have told me, I don't want anything in the chart that's going to prevent me from getting a firearm later if I want to protect my family. So because stigma is fluid, politics are fluid, and things are always changing, you have a lot of patients that are very concerned that somebody is going to be using certain vocabulary that could affect them in the future. Now, your medical records are supposed to be private. Right? Nobody is supposed to be able to access your medical records, your future boss, you know, the government. But sadly, you know, insurance companies get to see your records. Other, you know, doctors you're working with get to see your records. Admins, you know, software individuals there. So, you know, it's a little chaotic right now, and I understand that. So what I recommend, you know, is you have, one, a witness when you talk to your medical provider. And if you are going to decline a treatment, talk to your medical provider about your concerns. I don't want to go on this blood pressure medicine because I'm worried about erectile dysfunction. I don't want to go on a depression medication at this time because I don't know if I'm going to become tolerant to it. You know, I want to try other things first. A very good medical provider will say that you had a conversation and that the patient would like to try other things first. And they won't say you're non-compliant. But if a medical provider is trying to, you know, help you with some of your conditions and, you know, you're getting worse and you are declining care they're offering, they might use that term. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday we learned that King Charles III had been diagnosed with cancer. We were told that fortunately it was found pretty early on, and it was found when he was being treated for a benign prostate condition, but it wasn't cancer of the prostate, which makes us think that maybe it was the bladder or bowel or something else nearby. I think of more bladder than anything else because undergoing certain procedures for the prostate, you have to check the bladder. And so that was done at the same time. In fact, before I got my hysterectomy, I had my bladder examined and they checked for cancer. So it's something that we you know, might do routinely if we're going to be in that genital urinal area. But the palace has confirmed that King Charles does not have prostate cancer. He's 75 years old. And the type of cancer that he has, even though it has not been named, was, quote unquote, a separate issue of concern when he was 3 nights at the London Clinic Private Hospital. He has been discharged and can continue his treatment as an outpatient. So from what I understand, he's still taking on his duties. I think Prince Harry flew back while Meghan and the kids are still hanging out in California in the storm. And right now, not a lot of updates. People ask if King Charles cannot carry out state duties, what happens? Well, it would then be Prince William who would take up more public duties. And then after the Prince of Wales, Prince George would then be next in line of succession. So hopefully that doesn't have to happen. You know, Godspeed. But, you know, there was a very interesting piece done at Fox News looking at the British royal family and their cancer diagnoses. You know, when we look at cancer, we oftentimes see people of low means, of poor health care, and we see people succumb to, you know, some horrible, horrible illnesses because they don't have the means and the access to health care. And it's a very interesting piece that they did looking at the Buckingham Palace, you know, a cancer train that sadly affected many of them. And I told you how I look at cancer is 1 in 2 of us get it. It doesn't mean it's going to be a deadly cancer. We might be like Jimmy Carter that can still live well into 100 years old, or Ruth Bader Ginsburg survive multiple cancers. But cancer is pretty common. If we don't die of heart disease and we don't die of an accident, then when our immune system cannot control some of the genetic tendencies we might have or environmental triggers, sometimes our cells decide to go rogue. And fascinatingly, we have some amazing medications out there and amazing treatments that could hold things at bay. So King Charles III receiving a cancer diagnosis, not that shocking. You know, I know he's rich. I know he has access to all the doctors, and we don't know which cancer it is. Once we do, we'll talk more about it. But bladder cancer, sometimes you never know if you have bladder cancer. And I'm not saying that's what he has, but you know, sometimes the only sign of bladder cancer is blood in the urine. And oftentimes you don't even see the blood. It could be microscopic. That's why we do urinalysis on you. When you do your physical, we check your urine. If there's anything in the urine that doesn't look right, we have a urologist or a nephrologist see you. Nephrologist deals with your kidney function. Urologist deals with the anatomy, the kidney, the bladder, the penis, the urethra. So Sarah Ferguson, most notably Fergie, a Duchess of York, has been open about breast and skin cancer. She announced on January 21st that she was diagnosed with skin cancer after receiving her breast cancer treatments. Ferguson is 64 years old. She said, "I have been taking some time to myself as I've been diagnosed with malignant melanoma, a form of skin cancer. My second cancer diagnosis within a year after I was diagnosed with breast cancer this summer and underwent a mastectomy and reconstructive surgery." She says it was thanks to the great vigilance of my dermatologist that the melanoma was detected when it was. So hopefully, again, they caught that early. Malignant melanoma can be deadly. We think that's what killed FDR. If you look at his pictures and you see the splotch above his left eyebrow, even though FDR reportedly died of a hemorrhagic stroke, we do know that malignant melanoma that spreads to the brain can cause that. Meanwhile, Jimmy Carter luckily is still alive after having stage 4 malignant melanoma that went to the brain. So, God willing, you know, she could be able to fight this. People always ask if you could get another cancer while being treated for the first one. Absolutely. Your immune system's down. In order to fight some of these cancers, they have to suppress the immune system. And it sadly can, or the immune system gets suppressed as a side effect. So, you know, for those of us that have ever had cancer or cancer scares, many of us will say, well, I'm done with doctors for now. I don't even want to hear about it. You can't be. You always have to be vigilant about it. Now, Queen Elizabeth II battled myeloma. Myeloma is a bone marrow cancer. So she had that in her final years of life. And they didn't talk much about it. Queen Elizabeth, I think she died at the age of 96 in September of 2022. But she had bone marrow cancer, or a form of myeloma. The Duke of Windsor, who served as King Edward VIII for only a year before abdicating the throne to his brother in 1936, so he could marry Wallis Simpson, he had throat cancer. Now, that was in 1971. He was a longtime smoker. He apparently received cobalt therapy, and he was able to live another year, but unfortunately, throat cancer can be very, very aggressive. And he died at the age of 77 in 1972. Now, the Queen Mother, Queen Elizabeth I, she reportedly had colon cancer and breast cancer. She was the Queen of the UK and the Dominions of the British Commonwealth from 1936 to 1952. She was Elizabeth's mother. And Queen Elizabeth in 1966 was diagnosed with colon cancer, had surgery to remove the tumor. She was able to live well into the 1980s, but that's when she received breast cancer, had a lumpectomy, and she ended up dying in 2002 at 101 years of age. Now, King George VI, who was Elizabeth's father and took over after his brother abdicated, he, as for any of you that have watched The Crown, he had lung cancer. You saw him coughing up blood. He was diagnosed in September of 1951. At the time, they were heavy smokers. That's what they did in England and in the 50s and 40s. And so, in fact, some doctors even suggested that the smoke would help him smooth his lungs because he had a stutter. He underwent surgery to remove his left lung, but sadly, the following year, he died of lung cancer. And I don't want to, I don't want to depress everybody, but it just kind of tells you that, you know, these figures who have every access to health care, you know, still we're sadly given diagnoses of cancer, sadly succumb to them, and we have to always be vigilant. And I'm very nervous that we are becoming less vigilant because we're not going to the doctor anymore. We're using telemedicine. We're calling telemedicine for one simple thing. Oh, yeah, I got a UTI. Please treat me for that. Well, is anybody checking you for bladder cancer? Is anybody checking you for gynecological cancer? Is anybody checking you for melanoma? Is anybody listening to your lungs? You've been smoking and vaping. Is anybody checking you for lung cancer? And I don't want to depress you all, but now that we've said it's okay to not see a medical provider and to go years in between your pap smears and maybe do at-home colon cancer tests, I am very nervous that we're missing some things that could be caught early. And so be vigilant about it. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.